Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
How do you ensure your relaxed style still feels chic on? This is one of the questions I received this week, and I am answering your colour and style questions. Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today's first question comes from Lynn, who says, my challenge is distinguishing between my style and my lifestyle. My lifestyle is very casual. I'm retired, I play golf, walk the dog, and tend to live in relaxed, easy clothes. But wish sometimes this relaxed, easy style felt more chic. I'd like to be comfortable yet elegant. So you are not alone, and there's so many women who struggle with this because very relaxed clothing can feel a little bit on the sloppy side, can't it? So there are a few things to think about when we're thinking about how to make a relaxed lifestyle and relaxed style clothing feel more chic and more you. So part of this is to really understand what it is that you love. What does chic mean to you? What does stylish mean to you? And then start incorporating some of those elements into your style. Now, if your relaxed clothes are a bit sloppy, the fit may be the first thing to look at. You may want to think about, how do I get my clothes to fit better? So that even though they are relaxed in style, the fit is spot on. You could also think about prints and patterns. So maybe you've gone to relax, but just gone for truly plain clothes rather than maybe something with a bit of detail or pattern. Now, when we're thinking about pattern is down to personality. So are you a florals person, a stripes person, animal print, abstract print, paisley, checks, you know, there's just, the list goes on, Hawaiian, you know, you name it, there are a million different prints, polka dots. So thinking about what are those sorts of elements. So even if you're wearing a plain t-shirt, maybe it's a t-shirt in a pattern rather than being completely plain. And therefore it's expressing a bit more of your personality and it feels more stylish to you. Of course, too, even if you're just wearing plain t-shirts or knitwear, rather than go for the really kind of cheap cotton ones that stretch out of shape really easy, think about going for the ones that have, you know, they're a little bit more stylish in their fabric. So it could be that they're made from bamboo, or it could be they have a element of something else, so they look a little bit more elevated. And even if you are in a relaxed lifestyle, I mean, I've got quite a lot of silk cotton sort of tops that look more stylish, but they are just as comfortable as, you know, a relaxed t-shirt. So these are things you could look for, is the kind of, what's the fabric? Is there any print or pattern? Are there any other design elements as well? So even in a t-shirt, we can have our blank, you know, very plain, you know, crew neck or V-neck t-shirt where there is no detail on it. Or maybe we can look for something that's like a t-shirt, but maybe it's got an interesting neckline, or maybe it's got a little bit of gathering somewhere that creates a bit more interest or detail in it. So it's thinking about those things that just elevated a little bit more. Then it's, how do I put the outfit together? So maybe I have left all accessories off. Maybe I need to add a few accessories. Could I add some fun earrings, a bracelet? And it can still be very, very practical and comfortable, but it just that adds that little bit of extra style to your outfit as well. Think about, are you adding some accessories? It could just be a scarf. And, you know, so sometimes we can just elevate a relaxed outfit with some accessories. Another option could be to bring in a third piece. So if it's summer, it could be a really lightweight kimono, but it's in a beautiful fabric with a pattern, or maybe it's a jacket in winter. Now, it doesn't have to be a really stiff formal blazer, but it could be something in a ponte knit that still stretches, but is still truly comfortable. So there's lots of different ways we can think about elevating that relaxed style. And of course, shoes. We can have our chunky running, you know, going for a run sneakers, or we can have our more elevated, slightly more decorated dress sneakers that make a difference. So there are lots of different things we can think about when we are elevating our style while still being relaxed and comfortable. The thing is, it's to figure out for you what version is the right version for you. What's going to make you feel more stylish, more chic in your outfits? The next question today comes from Dawn. She says, I'm very frustrated and have been for years trying to figure out my colours. I've been draped a spring, a soft autumn, etc., but I have trouble with many of those colours. I don't seem to look good in any of the yellows or oranges. Anyway, I've settled on grey soft light colours and charcoal, which don't supposedly go on redheads, although I'm 65 and mostly white ivory with a sprinkling of red now. So, Dawn, two things. Number one, your colouring has changed. So I would suspect you have gone from being something like this, which is more like your spring palette, to something like this, which is a more muted version. But it doesn't need to go cool. You still may retain your warmth rather than having gone cool, which may be you're getting towards that too cool end of town. So we can still grey down but still keep these colours warm. They're just not quite as warm as these ones. As far as yellows and oranges go, you don't have to wear them. Not everybody suits every single colour in a generic colour palette. And what's really interesting is whenever I'm selecting someone's signature colours, I'll notice that there'll be some colours they just are so amazing in, and other colours I'll feel, oh, they're a little bit meh. And this is where, for you, now that you've lost the red hair or the orange hair, which is what it really is, you have lost that high level of warmth. And so therefore, you might actually find that your pinks are actually better for you. Your pinks and reds are better for you than the yellows and oranges. Not everybody is a yellow or orange person. You don't have to wear them. I have yellows in my palette. Never. Do you see me wearing yellow? No. The occasional little bit of a pattern may have some yellow in it, but I'm never going to be putting on a yellow jumper like I am wearing today in a pink jumper, because the pink jumper makes me look healthy. Yellow jumper would not. So really thinking about with your palette that, yes, they may be more greyed down. They may be a little bit cooler, but please don't go too cool, because potentially if you've gone too cool, those colours will be washing you out. But two, the yellows and oranges may not be your best colours, and you don't ever have to wear them. So I often will notice when I'm doing signature colours, some warm people, it's really the, you know, the oranges are their great skin enhancers because they've got very peachy tones in their skin. And for other people, it's actually their warm pinks, that they have warm pink tones in their skin and they look way better in their pinks. So you maybe you're more of a warm pink person rather than a warm orange person. Last question comes from Gina. She said, the style issue I have is that I love long, flowy skirts and feminine clothing. I'm always drawn to them. Now, the problem is I'm just 5 feet tall with very petite, delicate features. I've been told that I'm ultra petite by a good friend. So the clothes I'm drawn to can look as if they're drowning me. The other thing is now that I'm 64, but again, have been told that I look in my 40s. Perhaps that's okay. I think it's completely okay. I would really like to know how to keep my style as feminine as I can, but also appropriate for my age and not look like I'm lost in my clothing or as if I'm dressing too young. So Gina, fantastic that you're looking 20 odd years younger than you are. You know, so many people wish this was their case as well. So never feel that that's bad. Now, petite. When you are petite, it is very easy, as you've discovered, particularly if you're on the very petite end of petite, to be swamped by clothing. And now there's lots of ways of being feminine without having to swamp yourself in volumes of clothing. So that fit and flare silhouette can still work for you, but instead of having lots and lots of gathering or lots and lots of frills, we want to pare that down so it's just not so large. So really thinking about, you know, you can still add in that femininity. And so if you love those kind of, you know, skirts and dresses, the long flowy skirts, that is fine, but they aren't the ones with lots and lots of fabric in them. And I would say don't go too long. As much as I know you understand you love the long flowing, but I would be careful about going really too far past my knees, unless I'm going for a maxi skirt. Because if you go too far past your knees, particularly when you're already petite, it can make you appear shorter. But you can still have that fit and flare shape that is so ubiquitous with our feminine style. Also think about, well, what are other ways I can add feminine into my outfit? I can add feminine by the colors I wear, so more pastel and more lighter colors. I can add feminine in with sparkly detail. I can add feminine in with florals. I can add feminine in with lightweight fabrics, which when somebody is smaller, a lighter weight fabric looks much better on them than a heavyweight fabric. I can add feminine in with lace or other fabrics that have that sort of delicate floral kind of texture, like broidery on glaze. Like, there's so many ways you can add feminine in. It does not have to be with volumes of fabric. So I think what you really want to do is make sure you're not adding too much volume of fabric. Really, it's thinking about paring that down, but still adding those feminine details in, and how to not look too young, or like you look like you're trying too hard to look too young. It's to think about, well, if a, you know, 5-year-old, that's their version of feminine, and it could be lots of frills, lots of flounces. Maybe we don't want to go down that road, but there is a sophisticated version of feminine where it could be a pussy bow blouse. It could be, because that bow is a feminine detail, but it's in a more adult garment. So it's really thinking about, how do I add it in an adult way? And I think, like, these days, there just aren't the same rules about the age-related dressing. I think so many of those things have gone by the wayside, but it really is going, it's still being you. I mean, I think about Gracie and Frankie, the TV show, and Lily Tomlin. She's an artistic but still feminine dresser in many ways, where she's got those layers. Now, she is a taller person. She's not a petite person, but she doesn't look like she's trying to be, you know, 50 years younger than she is. So I think it's always important to think about, like, what are the details you see in a small, you know, children's clothes? Well, maybe avoid those elements of feminine, because that's what we associate with, you know, very young and childlike. But don't worry too much. Honestly, when you dress as you, that is when you look your best and people feel that you are at your most authentic. And I think that's always something that's really, really important to remember. It's often when we feel like, and whether it's, I have a relaxed lifestyle, I feel I shouldn't get overly dressed. But you know what? If you feel more comfortable being more dressed up, then dress up. It really is up to you about what, you know, makes you feel comfortable. And it's why in my 7 Steps to Style program, I really go into depth into the personality element, because it is so much at the crux of your style and understanding your style and what really works for you. So if you would love to figure out your colors, your styles, how your personality influences everything that you choose, I'd love to have you in my 7 Steps program. And so, yeah, if it's something that you would love to get, that knowledge, that education about how to do it for you with some guidance from a professional like me, it's a great match up. So thank you so much for watching and for your questions. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.